We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Yud Aleph. We were in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph last night. And we had a few mishaburas left on the bottom of page 44, just to get back into it. So we'll pick up in the Mechaber, in the fourth to last line. At the end of the line, we said, Ein shir la krichos. We said there is no set measurement for the krichos. And we saw what the mishaburah discussed on that. Rak sheyu kol ha-karuch va-ksharim rochav arba gudalin v'ha-anav shmona gudalin. We said the only requirement is that the wrapped part and the knotted part, that whole section, should be a width of 4 gudalin, and the loose string part should be 8 gudalin. It should be 1/3, 2/3. And we were actually up to the Mishabura in Sifkaton Samach Zayin, which says Rochav. It says this 1/3, 2/3, 4 gudalim, 8 gudalim. Hainu lechatchila. This is only a din lechatchila. Aval b'dievet afilu im karach rubo kosher. For some reason, you were very much in the mood to do more wrappings. You got really into it, and you did a little more wrappings and more knots. That's fine. B'dievet, that's fine. The alko panem yesh kan gam kein psil. Because you still have the psil, you still have the loose strings at the end. As long as you have some loose strings at the end, even if you made extra knots and extra wrappings, it's still fine. Avalim korach kula pasul. But if you did the whole thing, you got really into your wrappings and your knots, and you did the whole thing, and there are no loose strands at the end, then it's pasul. Because as we learned yesterday, the Torah says you have to have both parts. You have to have the gedil and the psil. So you have to have both parts. And if you don't have both parts, it's going to be pasul. So the chatchila should be 1/3, 2/3. But if you get carried away and do more, b'dievet, it is okay as long as you don't do the whole thing, wrappings and knots. And on that, one more mishabur on that. Arba gudolin sifkotan samaches imak sharim. So that's going to be 4 gudolin together with the knots. Uberaayim meheimona kosov. That's the name of a sefer. Sheyia bein kesher lekesher kimelo agudol. He says that between the knots, there should be the space of the width of the top part of the thumb. There should be one thumb's breadth between each knot. And then the Rush writes, Sheyiu kol achulios b'shava. All the segments of the krichos, of the wrappings, they should all be equal. Shezo noi tzitzis. That's the beautification of the mitzvah, that they should all look the same size. V'imkein, if so, ba'avir harishon yasa krichos ruchokim zemizeh. As we'll see today, the number of wrappings that we do gets larger as you go further away from the beged. If you want the space between all the knots to be exactly the same amount, so you would have to do more spread out wrappings in the beginning. V'achar kach b'chol avir yosa mikorav. And as you get further away, you're going to put them closer together. As we'll see, our minhag is to do 7, 8, 11, 13. We'll discuss that very shortly. So if you're going to keep the same space between the knots, and in one you're only having 7 wrappings, and one you're having 13 wrappings, so obviously the 7 will be looser to take up the area of the same space that you want to have the 13 wrappings. So it'll get tighter as you go along. Now there's an interesting note over here. Note number 80 brings down on that which the Rayon Mehemana said that you should have between each knot the area of an agudal, the Sefer Urchos Rabbein Huva, that the stipler will hikpav, that the stipler was not makbid in having the same space between each of the knots. Mishum shachutim mizmanenu meubadim heita vidakim. Our strings are done very well, and they're very skinny. Vimya agudo bekolchulya. If you can have each segment being the area of an agudo, so then you revachem yusarim ben keshelish keshel. There's gonna be too much extra space between the knots. So the stipler felt that nowadays, with our strings, it's not appropriate to be keeping the same exact area between each one of the knots and having a different amount of wrappings. Because when you have less wrappings and you need the same area, it's going to look more empty. And he felt that was not appropriate. Fine. Now we go back on top. We have the Ramah that we actually read yesterday, the second to last line. The imherich hatzitzis. If you make the tzitzis longer than the minimum size, which is a 12 gudalin, yirish eshlishiso yia gudil ushnei chalakim anof. You should have 1/3 the gudil, the wrappings and the knots, and 2/3 the loose strings. Like we mentioned before, that's only lechatchila. The lechatchila should be 1/3, 2/3. On that, the Mishabura writes in Sefkotan Samech Tes, ayin beber maharshal al asmag. And there he writes that the loose string could be even longer than that area. Like we mentioned just before, that everyone agrees that b'dievet, none of this is ma'akev, this is all just for the din l'chatchila. This is all what we were finishing up from yesterday, and now we're picking up today's stuff is on page 44, the last line, finishing up the mechaber in Sif Yudalot. So the mechaber now says, what is the minog? V'nohagim lichroch ba'avi arishon sheva krichos. The minhag is that in the first segment, you're going to wrap around seven wrappings. U'basheni teisha. When I say the Mishnah, that's not exactly what we do. But the Mechaber says the minhag is to do seven and then nine. U'bashlishi acharasre and then 11. U'barevi shloshasre. And then the fourth one, you do 13. So the Mechaber says the minhag is to do 7, 9, 11, 13. Sha'olim kulam arboim. If you add them all up, 7, 9, 11, 13, you get a total of 40. Kiminyan Hashem Echad. That is the gematria of Hashem Echad. Hashem being Yudke Vavke, which is 26, and the word Echad, which is 13. So that same gematria, Sha'olim Shloshim Vatesha. Hashem Echad actually ends up being 39. V'im Hashem Heim Arboim. And with the name Hashem, or with Hashem, so it's an extra one, so it comes out to be 40. So the gematria of the amount of the number of wrappings that you have is equal to Hashem Echad plus one. V'nogu lasos b'sof kolchut kesher. And the minhag is, this is going back to something that we learned earlier, and the minhag is to make at the end of each string a knot, kedei sheyamul b'shezirasso, so that the intertwining should not become undone. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to pick up in the last line on the bottom of page 44. On that which the Mechaber said that the minhag is to do seven and then nine. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sefkatan Ayin, Ubekavonos Kosov Basheni Shmona. And the Kavonos, they bring down that the second set of wrappings should not be nine, it should be eight. V'chein Hiskimu Ha'achronim. And that is the Haskam of the Achronim, that it should be 7, 8, 11, 13. And why is that? Deshiva Ushmona Hushem Shel Yud and Hey. Because when you have 7 and 8, if you add it up, it's 15. It's the gematria of Yud and Hey, which is Hashem Hashem. V'achar kach achasasrei. And after you have the 15, you add 11. U'bitzeref Hushem shel havoya. And then you have 15 plus 11 is 26. It's the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And therefore, the first two make up the name of Hashem. And then the first three together make up the full name of Hashem. V'achar kach shloshasrei. And then you add the 13, which gives you a total of 39. And the Shlosh Esrei is the gematria of Echad, v'zehu Hashem Echad. So that's an exacting of Hashem Echad. Hashem is 26, and then Echad is 13. So the first three equals up to the Shem Hashem, and the last one equals up to Echad, Hashem Echad. U'batzitzis shel Reb Shlomo Molcho, hoya ba'avi arishon yud krichos. So he brings down that in the first set of wrappings you would have 10, v'achakach hei k'shem havaya. He would have the 15 also, but instead of 7 and 8, he would do 10 and then 5. V'ayim b'levusha b'yirabba od b'inyan akrichos. Again, these are all talui on the different minhagim. But there is a very interesting note over here. We're seeing all the wrappings have to do with the shame of Hashem. So if you look at note 82, he writes, U'mitam ze kosa b'shalash n'shuvas minchas Yitzchak. For this reason that we have all these representations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and Hashem Echad, Shemidus Chasidus Hi Shelo Lahavsik B'dibur Keshetolom Es Atzitzis. Since you're putting together Hashem's name, you shouldn't be speaking while you are wrapping the tzitzis. Kevan Shekol HaKrichos Yachad Romzos Lathos Hashem. Since all the wrappings together are merames to the oneness of Hashem. And therefore it would be inappropriate to stop in the middle, and therefore you shouldn't speak in the middle, you should do it all without speaking. The host of, and he adds on, Sheyesh poskim shechshivu es hataras akrichos kemechikas Hashem chas v'shalom. Some say that if you undo the wrappings, it's like erasing Hashem's name. They go so far that it represents Hashem's name so much, and if you start unwrapping it, it's like being mochik Hashem's name. U'lishitosam b'kricha yesh inyan shel ksivas Hashem. And according to them, when you're wrapping it up, it's mamish like you're writing Hashem's name. And stopping in the middle is like stopping in the middle of writing Hashem's name. But lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, the tying is not really writing, and therefore this is only like he started it. It's a midas chasidus. It's certainly not a halacha. It's a midas chasidus. One wants to do that. But just interesting to see how far they take it, that the numbers are so important that they represent Hashem's name, that some go so far to say that you shouldn't stop in the middle, you shouldn't talk, you shouldn't separate them, because that would be mochek Hashem's name. Fine. Let's go weiter. The last Mishnah Berurah in this Sif is going on the last thing the Mechaber said, which we had already earlier, and that is that the Mechaber brings down that the minhag is to make little knots at the end of all the strings of the tzitzis, and the reason is so that the tzitzis should not get undone, the shazira should not get undone. But if in the Mishabur writes in Sefkaton Ayin Aleph Ayin Leel B'Sefkaton Yud Ches Mashik Asafti Shom, and we'll look at note 83, which explains what we said earlier. He says, "Sheim achutim shezurim heita v'lo matzui sheisparku." We learned earlier in the Mishabura that if the strings are intertwined very well and it's not common that they're going to get undone, nochon shelo lasos kesha besofam, then it's appropriate not to make knots at the end of the strings of the tzitzis. Kevan sheyesh asovrim sheyoser tov shelo lohosav misparak sharim. Since there are those who say that one should not add to the number of the knots, like we learned last night, the reason why we have the five knots is because that is connected to Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and we saw last night that the double knots, which is really like 10 knots, that represents the Eser Sfiros. And therefore, since they represent specific things, there is an inyan not to add on to the knots, and therefore, even adding a knot at the end of the string, which is really much separated from the other knots, it would be appropriate not to do if you don't need to do it. We did come out with the poskim over there that if they're going to get undone, that was the best Eitzah because the poskim brought that down, so one would be able to do it, like the Mechaber says. But ideally, if it's done well and it's not necessary, one should skip it. But even though there is an inyan possibly of not adding knots at the end of the string, it certainly would not be a problem about Tosef. Like we discussed last night in great detail, only the first knot is really midaraisa. It's just an idea that you're adding on to the certain representation of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but there certainly would be no Isser of Baal Tosef to add on an extra knot at the end. And therefore, the bottom line is, even though the Mechaber says you should make the knot, again, the Poskim say, and the Mishabur brought down earlier, that if it's not necessary, you should not do it. But for sure, if it is necessary, one can and should make a knot at the end to make sure that the Shazira does not come out. And now let's begin the last halacha of the siman, Sif Tesvav, on page Chav Gimel, the second line. Yesh omrim shetzarech ledaktik sheyisle hatzitzios leorech hatalus. Some say that what one should do is one should hang the tzitzis down lengthwise of the talus. We want it to be hanging down over the corner. Now, if you remember when we discussed the length and the width, when we discussed exactly where the hole goes in the talus, we said when one puts on his talus and he holds it over his head like this, so lengthwise, that's the orech, and the from head to foot, that's the rochav. So here the Mechaber says that one should be careful when he hangs the tzitzis lengthwise, he should hang it lengthwise on the talus, which means the tzitzis should be coming out of the beged when he's holding it up that way, directly out. Directly out, not on the bottom hanging down, hanging out over the corner. Right? Now the Bir Halacha points out that that's very nice on the bottom strings, because they're coming out of the side and they hang over the corner. But the top strings, when you're holding it out like that, so they don't hang over the corner, they just hang down. So if you look at the Bir Halacha, in the second line, the Ramaskal Laorech Atalas, he writes, I am Bemogan Avram Shemafarish the Orech Atalas Nikra Mashim is Atev Boha Adam. Again, the Orech Atalas is the way a person has it holding over where he's misatef lengthwise. The Rochav Hainu Komaso Me Rosh Raglov, and the width of the talus is from his height, from his head down to his feet. The Hikshua Achronim Al Zed, the Achronim ask on this. Hello, but Tzitzis HaElyonim. When you're holding up the talus, so the upper Tzitzis on the right and on the left side, Im Yasa Osam La'orech HaTalus, if you put it lengthwise, it means it's sticking out straight. Lo Yu No Tfos Ala Keren. They won't be hanging down over the corner. Sheyu Tuluyum Klape Kaka. They're just going to be hanging down towards the ground. They're not going to be going over the corner. The whole reason why we're saying to put the talus by the Orech is so it should hang over the corner. That's only true on the bottom two Tzitzis. On the top two, it's not true. That's the question that Achronim ask. V'tirtzu al zeh, and they answer this, even though he doesn't mean the answer, the way they answer it is, I saw in a Numa Shabura that I got, that if you, when you do the actual atifa, when you throw it over, so at some point it's going to be true that even the top tzitzis are going to be hanging over the corner. Even though when you're holding it up, when you're doing the atifa, before you do the atifa, when you're holding it up, it's hanging down towards the ground, but when you actually wrap it, you throw it over your head like it's supposed to do, over your shoulder, at that point it is in the appropriate position for a moment. And therefore, that's the Sama Achronim answer. But the Bir Halacha goes on, and the Bir Halacha says one more thing, which is very important. He says, Mikom makom l'maise eskimu sheyoser tov sheshnei halyonim yasu berochav atalas v'lo b'arko. So he says, but most poskim come out that this din of putting your l'orech atalas is only by the bottom two tzitzis, and the top one should not be b'orech, they should be berochav. So in other words, lemaisa, if you're holding up your talus, the bottom two should go out on the sides, hang down over the corners, and the top ones should come out on top and hang over the corner also. That's what he comes out lemaisa. Even though there are those who say that you could have all of them coming out the orech, and you are mekayim the hanging over the corner when you do the atifa over your shoulder, but lemaisa, some say that it shouldn't be done that way. It should be the top two tzitzis over the rochav, so it's hanging over the corner that way. That is relacha. Yes, Alex.
We learned that when you put it over your shoulder, right, your left shoulder.
Right.
Some people
correct.
Do it also on the right. Both.
Right. I think some Sfardim do that. That Sfardim do that?
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's a minhag. I do not know the source of that minhag. We did not see that brought down the chlal. We only saw it brought down hanging over the left side. I don't know if it's like one minhag and people copied it. I don't know.
It's a question.
Well, they know what they're doing. They see one person doing it, they do it. It seems right, but
I
have to go back.
You put it, Sephardi, we put it in such a way that you don't when you put it over your shoulder, you're not your face is still you can
it's
see
still open.
It, yeah, it's still open.
Okay, so you do it a little differently, right? So it could be there's a minhag that way, or people are just doing it wrong. I'm not sure. It was not brought down anywhere in the Mishnah Berurah or the notes to do it over both shoulders. We only saw it to put it over the left shoulder. So let's finish the Mechaber. So again, the Mechaber says, Yesh omrim shetzarach ledaktik sheyisla hatzitzios leorech hatalus. There are those who say that one has to be careful that the tzitzit should be hanging over lengthwise of the talus. The bo'ina sheteino tefes ala karen. We want it to be dripping over the corner. Pirish talui ala karen. We want it to be holding over the karen. But if it was hanging rochav wise, which again on the bottom tzitzit certainly would be hanging down towards the ground, it's not going to be dripping over the actual corner. If you would put it over the rochav, it would be leaning down towards the ground. And now the Mechaber switches gears totally, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah as two independent topics. Yesh omrim sheyesh she'ein lasei shum beged benikvei hatalas shemachlisa bo hatzitzios. Some say that you should not put any material, any type of beged, around the holes in which you're sticking the actual tzitzis in. The holes, totally new topic. One was, where the tzitzis should be hanging over. The other one is the actual holes. The actual holes should not be wrapped around with any kind of material, which is very important, lemaisa, because we want to make them strong so they shouldn't rip, but you have to make sure, according to this shita, that it shouldn't be made from a different material. Then with beged, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly the details. But then the Mechaber says, "V'yesh matirin." There are those who are matir v'cheinogu, and that is our minhug. So now let's begin the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see the two separate topics separately. Sifkaton ayin beis. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Sifkaton ayin beis la'orech atalas ayin le'elbe sifkaton and beis." Look earlier in sifkaton and beis mahu orech v'ayin biralacha. So we learned that, we just discussed that, and we also just saw the biralacha. Fine, Sifkaton Ayin Gimel is going on that which the Mechaber said that we needed to be leaning over the corner. Hainu Bein Bishas Hatliya O Achakach. This is both when you're putting it in initially and afterwards. In Nishmatu Letzad Mata Yachzirim. This is very important. If the tzitzis, and this tends to happen, that the strings are hanging a certain side and they move to the there, put them back. Okay? Now, I want to point out that he only addresses here the talus gadol. He doesn't address the tzitzis that we wear. I'm assuming, I didn't see this addressed in either Mishnah Berurah, I'm assuming that based on what we saw in the Bir Halacha, that in the Talus Katan, they should be on the sides, which is not the Orech. If you remember, we said by the Talus Katan, the Orech is from head downward, which on the Talus Gadol is the Rochav. On the Talus Katan, that's the Orech. So I would assume that it should be on the sides, because that's leaning over the corner. Because that's what we saw in the Bir Halacha. That even if it's not the Orech, like the upper tzitzis, on the Talus Gadol, we said should be on the Rochav, because that's when it will be leaning over the corner. So it seemed to be that that was the Iker way to do it. So on the Talus Katan, it's really on all four sides, going to be sticking out of the Rochav of the Talus, leaning over the corner on all four sides. But what the Mishnah Berurah says over here is, that in Nishmatu Letzad Mata, if wherever it is, it flips over to the other side, Yachzirim, you should move it back. The Chol Zeh L'Chatchila, clearly what we see, all this is a Din L'Chatchila of where the tzitzit should be hanging over the garment. Avo B'dyevet Enk Peyde Bazeh. B'dyevet, it doesn't matter, it's all good. Ach, Al Kol Ponim Yizor Ma'od. However, one should be extremely careful. Shelo Yiyu Hatzitzis Tzluyim Ba'alachson Al Keren Zavios. One should be very careful that the tzitzit should not be hanging on the corner. Now, if it moves from one side to the other, that's fine. L'chadchila move it back. If you don't move back, it's also okay. But it should not be hanging over the corner. Mipneishu minag hakaroim. That's the minag of the karoim, and we don't want to do that. She'osim kein. That's how they do it. The imtuyim mitzvah la'asir l'makoman. If they are hanging down, you should move them to their appropriate place. That's the end of the first topic in this Mechaber. And now we'll go to the Mishaburas on the second topic. The second topic again was the Machlokas. There are those who say that you should not put any kind of material over the hole, on the holes, around the holes of the Beged. And some are Matir, and that is our Minhog. Says the Mishaburas in Sifkotan Ayin Dalad, you shouldn't put any Beged. The Ba'inan Sheyiyu Hatzitzis Munach Al HaKonof. We want the Tzitzis to be leaning on the corner. Velo Al Dover Shehu Munach Al HaKonof. Not on something that's on the corner. So if you put an additional material there, so it's not really on the corner, it's on the thing that's on the corner, and therefore it's not good.
Usually they are reinforced in the corner.
Right. But they should be, it shouldn't, what?
Same material.
They should be reinforced. Yeah, it should be reinforced. Right, he's saying, but you shouldn't put on a different material. Like, you shouldn't have in the corner, like, pieces of leather around the hole. Because then, when it's leaning over, the strings are on the leather, they're not on the beged. So they're on the leather, which is on the beged. So you don't want it to be removed from the beged.
This is not the same material.
What are you showing?
You're saying you shouldn't be putting another piece of material
right. On
the corner.
Right.
So this is a different piece of material.
No, it's a different piece, but it's the same material. So, but he's saying a good point because
it's not the same material. You can see it. It's not the same thing.
No, it's a different piece that's sewn on. Okay, but you're forgetting two words, and those are the last words of the Mechaber, v'chein nogu, that it's mutter. We hold that it's okay. So. You are right that he's right, because even if it's the same material, it still would be not on the corner, it would be on the thing that's on the corner, because that's not really part of the beged. Right? According to this shita. So he's right, that wouldn't be good. Even if they're both wool, it would still be a problem, because it's not on the actual beged, it's on the patch, or whatever you want to call it, that's on the beged. So he's correct. But the answer to his question is that there's yesh matir and v'chein nagu, the minhag is that it's mutter. But the reason why the Mishabura brings down why you shouldn't do it, according to the Tzad that says it's Aser, is because, again, the tzitzis are not leaning on the garment, but rather it's on the thing that's on the garment. However, the Bir Halacha does bring another reason down that the Poskim discuss, and that is that you need min kanaf, that you want the tzitzis to be on the material of the corner. And if you're going to have the tzitzis, the same material as the beged, and put another material on the corner, so then you get into problems. But the Bir Halacha points out that's only a problem if the tzitzis are not wool or linen. Because like we learned already way back in the beginning of Hilchot Tzitzis, that if the tzitzis are wool or linen, they patter any material of the garment. So it wouldn't be a problem. But if you would theoretically have a beged made out of cotton, and you have strings made out of cotton, and now you're putting a corner that's made out of meshi, out of silk, so then you have a problem. Because now you possibly have a problem. It's not even possibly you have a problem, because now you have cotton strings on a meshi garment. Although it's not so pushy that it's a problem, because we learned earlier that many poskim hold that just that patch at the end, the corner is bottled to the garment. And therefore, even if the patch is meshy, if the garment is cotton, so it's considered a cotton garment, and it is considered min hakanaf to have cotton tzitzis as well. But there is another reason why the Bir Halacha brings down why this would be a problem. But the halacha is, what's the ayin hey? The ayin hey is going on the second opinion of the Mechaber, which is v'yesh matirin, and that is the minhag to be matir. So it says in the Mishabur in Sefkot and ayin hey v'yesh matirin, and the reason is ki ein osin kein el lechazek habeged shelo yikara. Like Alex pointed out, the whole reason why you're doing it is just to strengthen the garment so it shouldn't rip. Ubatahu l'gabei habeged, and any patch or any coating that you're going to put on that corner is going to be bottled to the garment. It's just there for the garment. Vafilu shel or mutter. And like we learned earlier, even if it's leather, which we said is not allowed to be used for a garment of tzitzis, but you could use it as a reinforcement in the corner of the garment, that would be fine. V'chein miskimu aposkim, and that's what the Mechaber says, v'chein nagu, that is the minug, and therefore, even though you are right that they added on an additional piece, and according to the first sheet that would not be allowed, at least according to the reason the Mishabur brought down for the first opinion, wouldn't be allowed. But according to the second opinion, it's 100% fine, and that is the minug, that it's mutter, and therefore it's okay. We'll stop here, and we'll start the next siman in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night.